really feeling good today, so I apologize. First of all, those of you that sent me emails requesting a review of your story and I didn't get back to them, I apologize. I've been out a few days and I cranked up the... Yeah, if it matters, it doesn't. I looked at my email today and I saw it. I apologize. I hope you keep sending them. I do generally get back to you, but I know there's at least two who sent me stories for review and I didn't get back to you, and I apologize. We're going to go over them today anyway. As far as those two or three issues from last marking period, I think I just snapped at Alana earlier, Alana, for... I haven't looked for them. I haven't had a chance to. Please relax. It's okay. I will look for them. If I find the missing items, everything will be taken care of in due course. Okay? I just haven't had a chance to look. So, they crawled off somewhere, obviously. What else? What's going on? What's new? Anything?
Did you have the shower confess?
What?
James Bashara's husband confessed.
He confessed, did he?
Yeah.
He confessed?
Yeah. It was breaking news at like 11 last night.
And this morning.
I missed the news this morning.
It was on
Oh, it's Brendan?
No, just like...
He put a gun to his friend's head and made him killer, yeah.
What, that self-proclaimed hit guy?
Yeah.
What else is new?
Somebody's birthday that did the Superman music.
John Williams?
Superman of Star Wars?
John Williams.
John Williams. John Williams.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
We all stand up and do the Star Wars theme.
Well, we can all stand up. Saturday was Alice Cooper's birthday. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, Monday was Axl Rose's birthday.
There we go.
So we all stand up and do Welcome to the Jungle. How are they going to play Fillmore?
How many members of his band sent them?
Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
That'll be a fun night, huh? Yeah, Axl turned 50.
Alice Cooper was 64.
Was he really? All right. Week 10, is it?
That's what I hear.
Sure hope so. Again, as I said, if you email me a story, I apologize and I'll get back to you. Please continue to do so. I'll try it. Three suggestions for you. If you want to know more about it, there's some excellent books on how to write for this business. Far more than I have. But I have three I'd like to recommend if you're interested. These are still available. You're all familiar with Amazon, obviously. So one of these, I can't remember which one it is, might be available from other sellers. You ever been through that deal where Amazon doesn't stock it themselves, but some of the sellers do? There's two books. It's written by Mervyn Block. They are written by Mervyn Block. Not Marvin, not Merv. Mervyn also has a killer website, too, if you're interested in going there. Mervyn, imagine I'll bring you just any old schlocky writer, you know. I mean, you know, for me, it's going to be good stuff. You know, it's going to be the top of the line stuff. Mervyn worked as a staff writer on the CBS Evening News and ABC Evening News, freelanced at NBC News, as a writing consultant for CBS News. He writes a column on a regular basis. He holds a master's in journalism from Northwestern and so forth and whatnot. He wrote a book called Rewriting Network News and Writing Broadcast News. Shorter, sharper, and stronger. These are not Ludlum novels by any means, but it's very entertaining in the way that he puts this stuff together. He just takes scripts that were actually used on the air, and he just goes through them, and he says, well, here's a problem, here's how it could be better, we could change this in it. And I take a lot of the way I do this class from him. So anyway, if you want to check these out, they're still available. I have no idea what they run. Again, usually from other sellers means expensive, but I don't know. If you're interested, check it out. There's those two. And then the other one is from the Associated Press. This is definitely still available. This is Broadcast News, the Handbook. It's just a quick reference to all things broadcast news related. It's laid out kind of like a dictionary. Okay. So if you're interested, you want to check it out, go ahead. And if you have any issues finding them or the recommendations, let me know. Associated Press Broadcast News Handbook by Brad Kalbfeld. K-A-L-B-F-E-L-D. The last name you have to slow down and say. Kalbfeld. Should be in speech class, shouldn't it? All right, everybody, Kalbfeld. All right. So now, so he confessed. You tell me about it, because I totally missed this, and I feel horrible, but I just didn't listen to the news this morning. He confessed?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Hello? The Bashara thing, the guy, her husband confessed to killing her?
Yes, that's what Brooklyn said. I didn't see
it. I didn't hear
well,
that.
Well, I'm looking for nothing against Brooklyn or anything, but I'm looking for another source to kind of back that up.
In the Detroit news, both between yesterday and this morning and the last week, all they said is that the accomplice or whatever, they released him.
Yes.
And on Monday, he was going around signing autographs and gloating about what he did and that he got away with it. But I haven't seen anything other than hearing from Brooklyn that he actually confessed to it. Him and his lawyer both still say that he's innocent and he's trying to find justice for his wife.
Of course,
yeah, he said in the morning,
That's a story and he's sticking to it.
Yeah, he said he only worried about his daughter. That's
the daughter that was lost. But Joseph Getz was his name?
Yeah.
The accomplice, supposedly. He turned himself in, said, I did it, but they couldn't find enough evidence to hold him.
His story changed through the entire thing, too.
Yes.
He said that he did it, and he said that Bob had a gun to his head, and it changed like 300 times. And he said that he willingly stayed with police for like 2 weeks. He was never actually in custody.
Fun guy, Joe.
Yeah, he is.
For a good time, call. Mike?
I've got the street main page up. There's nothing on there.
There's nothing on there. Well. It may be hard for some of you to believe, but my alarm clock is set to WWJ, so. Yeah, I am a geek. I wake up to the news.
Sorry, I've got mine.
Sorry, it's speechless. You wake up to the news? Yeah, and I don't remember hearing anything about it.
You know, I imagine I'm worse. I've got mine set to WUOM.
Yeah? Okay, so you're just like... Anyway, what else is going on? You watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you watch Super Bowl. Yeah. You're a good American, you watched.
I actually watched.
Not a good American. Did you have to work? You had to work, right? Yeah. Well, working, you get off the hook. How many of you are happy with the outcome of the Super Bowl? Good game.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about what's really important, though. Yeah, the football game, yeah, fine, whatever. Madonna.
There we go.
Yes, no, she's still got it. Who thinks she's still got it? Really? You think she's still got it? Maybe she does still have it. I don't know. I couldn't. Of course, I look silly out there in the whole screen, I think. Yeah.
Nobody wants to see, yes, Madonna looks good for age, but nobody wants to see a 50-something-year-old woman get up on stage and grind the air.
But she doesn't look 50, though.
No, she don't. She is starting to look a little more.
Yeah, she looks 50, whatever she is. Three or...
Better stage.
She's 3 or 4 years younger than I am, so it's like early 50s, and it's like,
What's really scary is I was thinking, you know, I hope to God I'm able to do what she could do when I get to be her age.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was all, yeah.
But then the scary thing was I thought, God, I am her age.
I'm her age, no. And I can't do what she could do.
Right.
Need a definition of it for that statement, because being there is about the only thing she actually did, because there's no way she signed that.
No, it's
some
of the worst lip syncing I've seen in a long time.
Oh, it was good.
And,
she was right on top of it.
Oh, I didn't think so. I thought she missed a lot of them. Of course, I tend to sit there and pick at all the pieces. I mean, I just don't enjoy life anymore. I just look at commercials and the news. I just pick it all apart. Yeah. My wife sits there and says, would you just be quiet?
I didn't understand that one dude bouncing.
Enjoy something?
That one dude bouncing on his crotch on that wire.
Well, the production was cool. The staging was cool. Some of those dancers, I mean, come on the bleacher thing up and down. Are you kidding me?
The bouncing dude.
Great stuff. Oh, that's fine. I just, whatever.
That one dude in the sequined gown that just came out of his door.
I don't know.
Yes, and
It's just like things got to change a little bit. There's some artists that can do kind of what they've always done because of the type of music they play, and so on. You know, I'm a big Eric Clapton fan. Well, Eric can go out there on stage and play because that's what he did. And he's 60 something, but it doesn't really affect the whole thing. But when you come out, you're 20 something, and all these years later, you're still doing the same. It's like Mick Jagger and the Stones, you know. It's like, Mick, calm down. You got to get together. You can't be out there doing that. Maybe you can.
Steven Tyler singing the national anthem.
Steven Tyler singing the national anthem. I thought Kelly Clarkson. You see the national anthem?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Clarkson did a great job of that. I mean, very straight, but that was great. And that's she got the right key. She didn't try to do anything with it. She just kind of did a great job. For Steven. Well, Steven was Steven. I mean, what do you expect? You hire Steve Tyler to sing at your wedding, that's what you're going to get.
That's right. What do you expect?
That's what you expect. Everybody's having a fit falling back in. All right, well, I don't know. So what else going on? We talk about... We no longer have a representative in Damascus, Syria. He got out of that country. That's not good. Came up with a study yesterday. We're all eating too much salt.
Yes, in our bread.
In our bread.
Mm-hmm.
I should tell you what we're going to do today. We're all going to take a nap.
That's good to me.
I'm feeling that right now.
We're going to take a nap. After the nap, we're going to go over these fast stories that you wrote for today. You do have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over those and talk a lot about that. And we're going to talk about what makes a story newsworthy today, and how newscasts and sportscasts and things are put together and how they make those decisions about what to start with and what to end with and what to come back from the commercial with and all that kind of stuff today. And then the next writing adventure will be a regular newspaper story for you. So we're done with fact sheets for a while. But first, the current events quiz. Again, we took a practice on last week. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
That was on the house. I bought a round of quizzes for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my generosity ended last week. So this one counts... same format, different questions. I think they're all still... I had someone else write this for me yesterday because I wasn't here yesterday, so... Please make sure your name and the class number and today's date go on the top of it. It really helps out to track it up so I don't lose more papers when I walk the crowd. Start with number one. That's the first one I figured that's good. A coalition of black ministers in Detroit is calling on U.S. Senate candidate Pete Hoekstra to apologize for his Super Bowl ad, which your choices were portrayed a young Asian woman speaking broken English, B, wasn't nearly creative enough for the NFL, C, wasn't approved for airing, or D, made fun of New England quarterback Tom Brady. What is correct? Portrayed a young Asian woman speaking broken English.
Did you
ever see that? Did you see a story about that?
Yeah.
What was the nature of the commercial? What was it?
Oh, it was a kind of like an Asian woman who you assume was Chinese saying like that. You bad economy, you give us jobs.
Debbie spend it now. Thank you, Debbie spend it now.
Debbie spend it now. What was the problem of using an Asian woman speaking broken English?
was really stereotypical.
A little stereotypical. I don't know what.
And there was a rice paddy in the background.
There was a rice paddy in the background. I don't know. I thought we moved past all this. I don't know.
Thank you, David.
That was the problem. He still didn't get it. I just seen news stories following it out.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
They really want to pull out.
Joseph Gentz's connection with the Bashara murder case was he's the primary suspect, he's the lead investigator. He turned himself in last week claiming to have committed the crime, where he's the victim's brother. And the closest answer to right as far as 9 o'clock this morning is he turned himself in last week claiming to have committed the crime. Number three, Josh Powell killed himself and his two sons Sunday in Utah by blowing up his house. Powell had been under scrutiny for the past 2 years in connection to his wife's disappearance.
Yeah, right.
Number four, the Obama administration closed the U.S. embassy in Damascus Monday, pulled all American diplomats out of the country as the U.S. stepped up pressure on President Assad to leave power. The country is Egypt, Syria, Panama, or Lebanon?
Syria. Get that one right?
Yeah.
You did?
I didn't know.
Said Damascus.
Five. The movie was number one at the box office over the weekend. Your choices were A Woman in Black, Big Miracle, The Gray, or Chronicle.
The Gray was last week.
Six.
Yeah, circled The Gray.
Which anniversary did British Queen Elizabeth celebrate Monday as head of the monarchy? Your choices were 60th anniversary, 45th, 50th, or 75th.
Come on, 50.
Number seven, most valuable player of the Super Bowl. Your choices were Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Tom Coughlin, or Eli Manning.
Eli
Manning. Sunday afternoon, Michigan State beat Michigan, and rightfully so, in football, baseball, hockey, or basketball.
Go Green!
Number nine, some people believe the Pistons are 2-1 in their last three games, in part because of this addition to the lineup. Your choices were Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Brandon Knight, or Jason Maxey. Steve's correct. Jason Maxey. Chauncey and Rip are no longer there, right?
Yeah. Or did you circle?
There is controversy, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there is, surrounding the Super Bowl halftime show. That's because of something Madonna did. Although Madonna would have done that 20 years ago or whatever. Because this musical artist flipped the audience the proverbial bird.
Bama.
It was Madonna. LMFAO, MIA, or Nicki Minaj. Nice. Let me make a note.
It's good publicity.
Yeah, I guess you did good publicity. Except it's too old. The Super Bowl trophy, extra credit question again. This doesn't count against you, only counts for you if you get it right. The Super Bowl trophy has a name. It's called the Stanley Cup, the Lombardi Trophy, the Lansby Trophy, or just the Super Bowl Trophy.
Lombardi.
After who?
Vince
Lombardi, who was
The coach of the Packers.
Head coach of the Detroit. Oh, the Detroit.
The Green Bay Packers.
It's been a long day. How'd you do? Okay. Seven out of ten. 8 out of 10. Not bad. All the stuff going on. Yeah. Watching the news a little bit every day. Yeah.
And I'm actually trying to pay attention. To
trying to pay attention. All right. The fast story.
I know you said you have a point of contention on this, but should we have used quotes on fast?
Well, there are different opinions on that. If I were writing a story, if I was going to put fast in there as the acronym, then I'd put the quotes. Mm-hmm. And the reason I do that is, so if I'm reading it, not everybody agrees with me, even among my intrepid co-workers. But I think when you're reading something, you come up with a quote, the newscaster generally will take a little pause beforehand. And what that does is it puts the quote marks in the audience's head. Obviously, the audience can't see them, but they can hear them. You can't do quote end quote all the time because that would just be too numbing and repetitious and just awful. But you can take a little pause in there. So I would put the quote marks around it. Otherwise, it just looks like the word fast. And,
right.
And you want to hit it a little bit. You want to emphasize it a little bit differently than you would normally. So I would, yeah. Well, this is a fun story, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
As with all news stories, this thing has several purposes to it. There's a reason why we use the stories we use. We just don't pick them out of the air. Although I suppose any one of them on today's paper would work, too. One is obviously get the lead right, make sure it's in the present tense of what the story's about. Second item is to make sure that the facts are arranged in a logical order, that related things are kept together. The new information, that is whatever relates to the lead or to the top of the story, you have varying information your audience might need to know. And again, that's not to say that the information at the end of the story is useless or trivial by any means. So we're talking about story organization, broadcast style, of course, to reinforce that, and using all the facts. So the story should be rather lengthy, kind of long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when you wrote it, it seemed like a kind of long story, like, oh my God, when is this going to end? Well, it should be like that. Then we're gonna do something about it in a bit. But first, I need somebody to read this stuff. Any volunteers to read your story? Nobody's going to volunteer? Oh, I see. We'll start with Mr. Burnett.
Yes.
Nice and loud. Be your best newscaster type voice.
Detroit has a major fugitive problem. The city accounts for over 80% of all crime in Wayne County. Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gabby announced today that the Fugitive Apprehension Team is becoming a prominent unit in the city. FAST, which was formed 6 months ago, has arrested 1,270 fugitives during that span. Gabby also said that he had no idea FAST would become so successful, adding that the violent crime rate has dropped in both the city of Detroit and all of Wayne County. The unit is comprised of 16 Wayne County Sheriff deputies, 17 Detroit Police Department officers, one officer from the Livonia Police Department, one from Taylor, and one U.S. Marshal. The Detroit News says that Wayne County did look for some 2,600 fugitives. According to authorities, no officers or fugitives were hurt during the sweeps. The news also reports that the fugitives committed 642 violent crimes in the past 3 years, 50 of which were murders. Anyone with information on possible fugitives can anonymously call 1-800-PICKUP.
You got to applause.
Comments, questions, accusations?
Can you read the first
one? A lot of wood, please.
His lead is wrong.
That's what?
The story about the fugitive the fugitive problem being bad in the city, the story is about fast becoming a permanent unit.
I'd agree with that. I wouldn't have said it quite so harshly. But things are on that constructor, huh, boy? Chop, chop, man. You're wrong. Man. You are wrong, wrong, wrong. It's just not right.
I also just wanted to say that that we had to put that God being made saying that he didn't know how successful it's going to be as the second sentence, because that's the reason why they're becoming permanent.
Okay. Yep. Anybody else? Got a better theory?
I jumped
again. All right. Let's help Mr. Burnett out a little bit here. Just your lead, please.
You told me it's a major fugitive problem.
Okay.
Take that out altogether?
Not necessarily. I think the location isn't the greatest because. You notice how I say it isn't the greatest? I didn't say it's just dead wrong. Like, the difference, the contrast here,
I'll remind you,
Anyway, what two things should a lead do? Give me one of them.
Grab
your eyes and attention. Yeah, what's the other one?
Generally explain what the story is
about.
Tell
you generally what the story is about. And you probably picked up by now, I'm much more concerned with that reason. And the problem with your lead is, it's not inaccurate as facts go. It's very accurate. But if all I hear is the lead, then I don't know what the story is about. And you can't assume that anybody is going to hear anything past your first. I don't care if it's a news story or a sports story or a commercial, it doesn't matter. There's no guarantee anybody's going to listen past that first line, so you have to make sure your lead's correct. Now, what's your second sentence?
The city accounts for over 80% of all the crimes.
In
Wayne County.
In Wayne County. Third sentence.
Detroit Police Chief Ralph Dobby announced today that the fugitive apprehension team is becoming a permanent.
Right. When you're writing, and again, we don't teach the lead here. We used to. There's a certain type of broadcast lead called a soft lead. It's also called a throwaway lead. And what it does, you can do with it, as the name implies, you can get rid of the lead, the first sentence in the story, and start with a second one. Therefore, you can throw away the lead. I mean, you don't, but you can. So. If you start your story, well, Detroit has a huge fugitive problem to help. The second sentence, to help combat the problem, a special police unit is going to be made permanent in Wayne County. Okay. Because again, you throw away the Detroit as a big fugitive problem part. Start with your second sentence. You tell me what the story is about. That's cool. But if you get anywhere below that, and you did, I think it's the third sentence. You're too late. Okay. So, your third sentence needs to be reworked a little bit and brought up to the top.
Okay.
Now, Detroit's got a big fugitive problem, and how many people that look all kind of addresses or could address why it's being made permanent. That's true. Okay. So now it's just an order story. This is a lot like a puzzle, if you figure that out from last market period, too. It's just trying to get the pieces in the right spot. All right, so the third sentence, one more time on the third one.
Detroit Police Chief Ralph Dobby announced today that the fugitive apprehension team is becoming a prominent unit in the city.
And a prominent one. Okay. You got to get rid of, and I want everybody to look at their stories and get rid of announced that or stated that and replace it with what?
Says.
Announced that's okay. It's the past tense, but it's the third sentence. It's not a problem. It's just the announced that isn't very conversational. Says is more conversation.
Okay. So no type of form of announcement.
Just in the third sentence.
What about being stated?
Stated is the same thing as two.
Yeah, you would say that.
If you're out having dinner with somebody, you're not going to sit there, well, you know, Coretta Lynn stated today that, you know, you're not going to do that. It's going to be what Coretta Lynn says that, or said, or whatever. It's just, there's nothing wrong, per se, it's just, it's a little too, you know, we're losing the title, that's all.
Postulates?
Says. Postulates, yeah, you see. The problem is, you get to state it, that, announce that, you start to get into Bohanna territory. Postulating that, I, you know, theorizing that, and it gets out of control, and whatever, it's just a Okay. Just literally the phrase, announce that, stated that, literally, those two types of phrases. Now, there might be some other reason why I announced that, or what did you say, announce that?
According to.
Might not work, but this, no, that's not in this category yet, anyway. The fourth sentence, Shane.
Fourth sentence?
Yeah, keep going, Carter.
FAST, which was formed 6 months ago, has arrested 1,270 fugitive for NSA.
Good. If you're going to tell me that it's being made permanent, then you've got to tell me after that, directly after that, why is it being made permanent? And that's why. They've arrested nearly half of the people they've been looking for. Okay, so that's good. Keep going.
Nabi also said that he had no idea FAST would be so successful, adding that the violent crime rate has dropped in both the city and all of Wayne.
That's good. Attribution is in the right place, that's fine, but the original quote was, we had no idea, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, you can't put he had no idea.
So I have to have the quote in there?
No. It's just that you paraphrased it. Good. Well, you got rid of we, and that's cool. The problem is that you put he had no idea. Well, that's not what he said. If the original quote was, I had no idea it would be this successful, then you'd be right. He said, we had no idea. We meaning
they.
They.
But he's part of we.
That's true. He is part of we.
So he believed that too, though.
That's an assumption on your part.
Right.
And you can't assume anything. Mm-hmm. You're probably right. I mean, it's a logical assumption, but you can't assume anything. Mr. Washington, comment?
I just said when you assume, you make an ass out of you.
That's not the only time. Keep going, Shay.
The unit is comprised of 16 Wayne County Sheriff deputies, 17 Detroit Police Department officers, one officer from the Livonia Police Department, one contender, one marshal, and one U.S. Marshal.
Keep going, please.
The Detroit unit says that Wayne County didn't look for some 2,600 fugitives. According to authorities, no officers or fugitives were hurt during the sweep.
All right, stop over there a second. Again, from the keeping related things together department, in my opinion, listing the officers as you did, that's fine. And you did an Oreo cookie. You listed the officers and then how many people they didn't look for, and then you came back to something about the officers. No one was hurt during the sweeps. See how that breaks that up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. My suggestion, too, is how many people they were looking for needs to go up higher in your story where you talk about how many people they've arrested. Because that relates to that. All right, cool. Disposition's good. Everything else is fine. Attribution's a good place. It's a beautiful thing. Next.
The news also reports that fugitives committed 642 violent felonies in the past 3 years, 50 of which were murders.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone with information on possible fugitives can anonymously call 1-800-SPEAK-UP.
Cool. Yeah, how many crimes were committed, and how many were murders, and how many were this or that or the other thing, really doesn't have a whole lot to do with what the story is about. You know, what kind of crimes were committed or how many there were. So that needs to go at the bottom of the story, which is where it is. That's cool. Next. Eric. Nice and loud, Eric.
With immediate success, the new law enforcement team is here to stay. FAST, the Fugitive Apprehension Service Team, was formed 6 months ago. FAST has arrested just under 1,300 fugitives in those 6 months. No officers or fugitives were hurt during sweeps, according to authorities. FAST is becoming a permanent unit. The announcement was made by Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godbee. Godbee also states, we had no idea it would be this successful. The rate of violent crime has dropped in both the city and in the county. FAST is made up of 16 Wayne County Sheriff's deputies, 17 Detroit Police Department officers, one officer from Livonia, one from Taylor, and one U.S. Marshal. Fugitive problem is big in Detroit. The city of Detroit accounts for over 80% of Wayne County's crime. According to the Detroit News, Wayne County didn't look for some 2,600 fugitives, and that the fugitives committed 642 violent felonies in the past 3 years, 50 of them murders. People with fugitive information can call 1-800-SPEAK-UP. Calls are anonymous. With immediate success, a new law enforcement team is here to stay.
So special to me.
You got nothing to say
now. Yeah. No, wow. I like the way you ordered it, but your lead kind of. Like, I feel like it wasn't really immediate. It took 6 months for them to do all of that. It's not really what the story is.
I need a proxy. I need somebody to just
tow you down.
I need a press agent. I like that.
Yeah.
Me or Lee together.
With immediate success, a new law enforcement team is here to stay.
That's not good to me.
Well,
I enjoy that. we need to, I don't know if I'd call, there's a media, that's supposed to be there.
That's not right away.
That's
not right away.
6 months isn't.
It's a product. Immediate, like right now.
I know what you're trying to say, but I don't know. I'd have to know if he's something to compare it to, I guess. If the same kind of thing was tried, it took 8 years to do right. What they did. Yeah, 6 months might be immediate, but we don't know that. I'd change the word. If I were your editor, I'd say we'd find a different word for that. But one thing you do need in that lead that you don't have is a local angle to it.
Okay.
Now this unit is operating at where?
Wayne County.
It's operating in Wayne County. Why is God be quoted in here? Do you think?
He's
Detroit's police chief, and Detroit is
accountable for 80% of the
county. 80% of the county's crime. My thinking is that if Livonia was Detroit, you know what I mean, the police chief of Livonia would be cool. Right? So don't lose sight of this. What the story is encompassing all of Wayne County, okay, not just Detroit. So if you were to say there's a new fugitive something or other in Detroit, you're not inaccurate, because of course it is, but you're limiting it too much. Yeah.
For the lead in a story like this, when there's something like FAST included the name of an organization or something, do you have to include the name of it in the lead? Like, is that preferred, or it doesn't accept know that it's becoming a permanent lead?
Right. You mean, do you have to say the fugitive apprehension service team to leave?
Well, if that's the first time you're saying it, yeah, probably.
No, in fact, part of the assignment was you couldn't do that.
Oh, okay.
You had to use a synonym for that, because okay. it's just too long, you know. Again, nothing wrong with doing it, it's just trying to make it better. So I would change immediate and put a local angle at the next sentence.
The fugitive apprehension service team was formed 6 months ago.
You go ahead.
FAST has arrested just under 1,300 fugitives in those 6 months.
You can combine those. Read the second one again, please.
FAST, the fugitive apprehension service team, was formed 6 months ago.
And has captured nearly 1,300 fugitives, period. You don't need to repeat in those 6 months. This is in the third sentence. Keep going, please.
No officers or fugitives were hurt during the sweeps, according to authorities.
Okay, attribution belongs where?
Beginning of the sentence.
No. In a sentence. It belongs where? Beginning or the end?
Beginning.
Keep going.
FAST is becoming a permanent unit. The announcement was made by Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gobbie. For Gobbie.
Again, turn it around. Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gobbie says FAST is becoming a permanent unit. You see where he buried your leave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep going.
Gobbie also states we have
no idea. Stop. Everybody can look at the story and get rid of states, too. We've gotten rid of announced that, states stated that. We're also going to get rid of states. If you're talking about the 50, that's great, but says, please, not states. He did state it, but says is more conversational. A little more relaxed. He said we're losing the tie up a little bit. And roll sleeves up, relax, please.
Ah,
jeez.
That's
a beverage, yes?
What about comments? Like, I have it worded where he doesn't exactly say says. Like, I can't fit says in there, so.
So, if you want to use what instead?
Comment.
Could you read it?
The comment was made by Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gobbie.
I'll read the sentence you said before that. Hold on there, I'll come back to you in a moment.
Read the sentence again?
The sentence before that.
Before that. FAST is the Fugitive Apprehension Service Team that has arrested almost 1,300 wanted fugitives.
And then you wrote the comment was made by? Well, comment, again, the sentence structure is okay. It's just I think you can write it a little more conversationally, a little more relaxed. And the comment was made by, instead of using up a sentence just to say that, you could do the same thing and say, Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gobbie says the units arrested nearly 1,300 fugitives. It's more relaxed. You can combine the facts. You're not giving a... It's like remember the firefighter story, first marking period? Of course you do. It's one of your favorites. Remember we had that problem with the sentence that Detroit Mayor Dave Bing held a news conference today, period? Well, that's kind of what you're doing. And you can kind of combine that, let it roll a little bit better. Right there. But there's nothing wrong. Answer your question. There's nothing wrong with the comment. No, it's good. That's not a problem. Eric, I think anything after that's fine. Just a couple of suggestions and, you know, take it in a little bit around the waist and let the shoulders out a little bit. It'll be fine.
Can you tell me if my lead sentence is legit?
I believe I am capable of doing that, yes.
The Fugitive Apprehension Service Team has been so successful it is becoming a permanent unit. In past tense? Because I was saying
no.
It has been successful.
Yes, it has been, but it is becoming permanent, so no, it's not in the past tense.
Okay.
But you can use the phrase of apprehension service team in your lead, that's not allowed. Again, there's nothing, again, I want to make it clear, there's nothing wrong with it, except that. What I'm trying to get experience in doing is simplifying things and looking at things differently. Well, I don't want to look at things differently, Bob, I understand. But again, a synonym for that. Special Police Task Force. It's more conversational.
Oh, okay.
And save all that for a little bit. Save the Fugitive Apprehension Service Team a little later. Okay? So you need to come up with a synonym for that. Otherwise, no, your league's fine. No problem. You don't have to change anything else about it, might I?
So we can say something like task force or...
It's preferable, yeah.
Special force.
Yeah, it's like the Flight 255 story. It's like... You know, government investigators say they know the cause of the crash is more conversational saying the National Transportation Safety Board says, my God,
okay.
But again, nothing wrong with it, just a little more conversational.
Okay.
So, Ms. Lynn, yes, ma'am.
I want to leave. My story
says
it's pretty wrong.
Well, I want to hear you.
A permanent authority unit is here for the city of Detroit. Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gobbie says that the Fugitive Apprehension Service Team, also known as FAST, will be the new unit for the city. 6 months... I may change, so I'm going to read it how I read it.
Okay.
6 months previous to becoming the city's unit, FAST was forming with 16 Wayne County Sheriff's deputies, 17 Detroit Police Department officers, one officer from the Livonia Police Department, one from Taylor, and one U.S. Marshal. The unit has arrested for nearly 1,300 fugitives in the last 6 months. According to authorities, no officers or fugitives have been hurt during police. According to Police Chief Gobbie, there was no idea it would be this successful. The rate of violent crime has dropped in the city and in the county. Detroit News says Wayne County didn't look for some 600 fugitives. Also, they say fugitives have committed nearly 650 violent felonies in the last 3 years, 50 of them being murdered. The fugitive problem is big in Detroit. The city of Detroit accounts for over 80% of Wayne County's crime. People with fugitive information can anonymously call 1-800-SPEAK-UP.
Comments, theories?
Postulations.
Hypotheses, theories. Hearing none, your lead again, please.
Wandering.
A permanent authority.
Sorry, going back.
A permanent authority unit is here for the city of Detroit.
It's a perm, not a perm.
A permanent authority unit is here for the city of Detroit.
I think authority unit can be smoothed out a little bit, but I don't really have a suggestion for you. It can't be for the city of Detroit. Well, it's got to be for Wayne County. It works in Detroit, yes, and that's where it works a lot, evidently from the statistics, but it's for all of Wayne County. How do we know it's all in Wayne County that's being used here, or being serviced here? Because of what? Yeah. Taylor, Livonia, and all that, those are all cities in Wayne County. It was just comprised of, you know, Detroit police officers, that kind of thing, that'd be different. Okay, so we got to change it to Wayne County. And then authority unit, fugitive unit would be better. Next sentence, please.
Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gobby says that the Fugitive Apprehension Service Team, also known as FAST, will be the unit for the city. Will be the new unit for the city.
No, it's not a new unit. Why is it not new?
It's been here for 6 months.
It's been here for 6 months.
Right.
So it's not new. It's becoming
permanent. That's new.
Permanent. Oh, permanent. Okay.
A permanent unit for the county. And not for the city. You got to go through your story and change that. Boy, you can't. If you give me county to lead, you can't go back to city. Okay. It's got to be county all the way through it, right?
Oh, okay. Go, so
yeah, for the county. But it's a permanent unit, not a new one. Next sentence, please.
6 months previous to becoming the city's unit, FAST was formed with 16 Wayne County Sheriff deputies, 17 Detroit Police Department officers, one officer from Livonia Police Department, one from Taylor, and one U.S. Marshal.
Why is the U.S. Marshal in there?
So they can cross state lines.
They cross state lines. I put a little law in here.
Broadcast writing and legal.
A little law, a little literature, a little politics, a little this, a little that. It's a nice brunch.
People.
You said it's to include the Wayne County, that it's because of all the officers from. Do you have to name exactly how many officers come from where? Because in mine, I put 35 Michigan officers and one U.S. Marshal.
Yes and no. For this assignment, when I said to use all the facts, I left one of them all listed, but we're going to get to the point where we're going to do exactly what we did, and we're going to combine them. But I wouldn't say Michigan. They have to be Wayne County. You got to keep it local.
Wayne County.
I mean, you're correct. They're obviously Michigan. It's got to be Wayne County. Otherwise, no, I don't have a problem with that.
But that's
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. Everybody's going to do that in a minute. You're just a little bit ahead of the game.
So that this is fine to come after... What I'm talking about, what the chief said.
Write it down one more time, the two in question here, one after the other.
Okay, I'll read the first one.
Yeah.
Detroit Police Chief Ralph Gobby says that the Fugitive Apprehension Service Team, also known as FAST, will be the permanent unit for the county. 6 months previous to becoming the county.
Yeah, stop right there. 6 months previous to becoming the county. Sounds kind of a lot to kind of. If I'm driving in my car 6 months previous to becoming a 6 months ago.
I forgot why I put previous, because something that was on the fact sheet was in past tense, so I didn't know how to do it like that.
Again, the only time you have to worry about past tense is in the lead.
Oh.
After that, it's good. They said announced that is okay in the third or fourth sentence or whatever. That's perfectly okay. It's just not right conversation. Okay. Well, let's go through that. You got to make some changes, I think, in the rest of it, too. That's fine. Okay, another one?
The next sentence after, what?
Yep, that's okay.
The union
hold
has...
Hold on. No, you go ahead. You hold on, you go ahead.
The union has arrested for nearly 1,300 fugitives in the last 6 months.
So, again, I think that information needs to go closer to the top.
Yeah, that's why I exited those two sentences.
Yeah,
make sense. Because before the 6 months ago, blah, blah, I was going to put the unit arrest.
Yeah, I think again, if your lead deals with it's becoming permanent, you got to tell me why it's becoming permanent. Like, then. Okay. And the reason it's becoming permanent is because it's become really successful. Crime rate's gone down in the city and the county. They've arrested nearly half the people they're looking for. Worked really well. Who comprises the unit, how many crimes were committed, what types of crimes, all that stuff. While relating generally to the story, it doesn't really relate to this particular story. Therefore, it needs to go lower in the story. The point being, if you don't get to it, it's okay. You got out the information that your audience needs to know. Okay? Okay, Brooklyn.
Okay. A thriving law enforcement team is becoming a permanent unit, which is beneficial news for Wayne County. Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby, who made the announcement, said they had no idea it would be this successful. The fugitive problem is big in the city of Detroit, which accounts for over 80% of Wayne County's crime. Detroit News reports fugitives committed close to 650 violent felonies in the last 3 years, 50 of them murders. However, Godby says the rate of violent crime has dropped in the city and in the country. The Fugitive Apprehension Service Team, or FAST, has arrested nearly 1,300 fugitives in the last 6 months since it was formed. FAST includes 16 Wayne County Sheriff's deputies, 17 Detroit Police Department officers, one officer from Livonia Police Department, one from Taylor, and one U.S. Marshal. According to authorities, no officers or fugitives were hurt during sweeps. Detroit News reports Wayne County still hasn't looked for some 2,600 fugitives. People's fugitive information should call 1-800-SPEAK-UP.
Yes, they should.
Now, even though it seems obvious, should we state that this is beneficial?
Well, I was just going to go back there. Your lead again, please.
Okay. A thriving law enforcement team is becoming a permanent unit, which is beneficial news for Wayne County.
Yeah, you see, I'm okay up to that point.
So just take out what's just beneficial news.
Yeah, because that's an opinion.
Okay.
While logical, as that goes back to Shane's point about how Godby feels about this, well, it's logical to assume that he's pretty geeked about this, but we don't know that for sure.
Okay.
If you can quote somebody, I mean, again, you can attribute that to somebody. If Godby said, "Well, I think it's very helpful to the city," and, I mean, so then you might be okay. Second problem, that's too long. We just need to get it, and I'll stop.
Okay. Thriving law enforcement team is becoming a permanent unit.
Period. Now you need to put Wayne County in there somewhere, but. All right, next sentence, please.
Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby, who made the announcement, said they had no idea it would be this successful.
Go ahead.
The fugitive problem is big in the city of Detroit, which accounts for over 80% of Wayne County's crime.
Go ahead.
Detroit News reports fugitives committed close to 650 violent felonies in the last 3 years, 50 of them murdered. However, Godby says the rate of violent crime has dropped in the city and in the country.
All right. County. It's not that good. That's entire cop. All right, the Oreo cookie syndrome. Again, go back to the line, second or third, I've lost count. Second sentence.
Okay. The fugitive problem is big in the city of Detroit, which accounts for 80% of Wayne County's crime.
I'm sorry, Godby's quote about being successful, where is it?
Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby made the announcement, said he had no idea it would be this successful.
Okay. You haven't told me how successful it's been. And you have it for the next two sentences at least, two or three sentences. Then you get to, you see where you wrote it, crime rates dropped, That's what I mean by the Oreo cookie thing. When you tell me, I can't believe it's been this successful, that can either precede or follow the fact they've arrested nearly 1,300 people in 6 months, and the rate of crime has dropped.
So right after successful, as you go into saying...
why it's been successful, yeah. What defines success? But your next, you want to say your next line talks about Detroit's problem is a big one, right?
Okay.
It doesn't address the previous sentence. Every sentence you write, and hopefully it's become, it'll become clearer here, is that every sentence has to build that story out. So it kind of depends on the one before it to keep going. Okay? However, at the same time, you should be able to stop it. And if you had to stop your story there or after the next sentence, I wouldn't know how successful it's been. That's
right.
My point. Right?
Okay. Can we retype these in German tomorrow?
I'll get to all that in a minute.
Uh-oh.
I tell you right now, stories probably, if you're making corrections, will need to be retyped. Again, not that you want to turn this into a typing class, but it gets to be too much of the arrows around and cross. The leads were okay last marking period, but you might have to retype these if you have a problem.
Can I read mine?
Quickly.
Okay.
Sorry, we're out of time.
It's okay. A special task force is becoming a permanent unit in Wayne County. Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby made the announcement and said they did not know how successful this would end up being. The rate of violent crime has dropped in the city and in the county, says Godby. The Fugitive Apprehension Service Team was created 6 months ago, and in that time they have arrested just under 1,300 fugitives. Wayne County did not look for some 2,600 fugitives. Detroit accounts for over 80% of Wayne County's crime and fugitive problem is a big part of it. The Detroit News reports that in the last 3 years, fugitives committed 642 violent felonies and 50 of them were murders. FAS consists of Wayne County Sheriff's deputies, police officers from Detroit, Livonia, and Taylor, and a U.S. Marshal. According to authorities, no officers or fugitives have been injured during the sweep. Anyone with fugitive information can call anonymously at 1-800-SPEAK-UP.
Oh, it's Detroit. What is up with that?
Detroit.
If you become a PA announcer with the Pistons, that's cool. Detroit. Now, if you're on the air in this town, you can't.
Detroit.
All right, lead again, please.
A special task force.
No, a special task force.
A special Thank task you. Force yeah. is becoming a permanent unit in Wayne County.
All right, next, that's good.
Detroit Police
No, Chief. Detroit Police Chief.
Sorry, Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby made the announcement and said they did not know how successful this would end up being.
Okay, go.
The rate of violent crime has dropped in the city and in the county, says Godby.
No, that says Godby.
Oh,
Godby says. Keep going.
Okay. The Fugitive Apprehension Service Team arrested just under 1,300 fugitives.
Okay. You see how that flows? Successful, and then crime rate's dropped, and they've arrested as many people, it follows logically. What's the next sentence?
Wayne County did not look for some 2,600 fugitives. That sentence I don't really understand it. I don't understand where to put it.
Well, that you need to attribute it to, because it's the Detroit News that said that.
Well, it speaks to the reason why this has been so successful. Detroit News, they didn't look for some 2,600 or 2,700, what is it?
2,600.
I just thought that.
2,600 fugitives.
But can't you just say that like 2,600?
Some 2,600, how many did they capture?
Just
so that's almost half of them.
Okay.
So that's how you could say it.
So
Detroit News says Wayne County didn't look, or, 2,600, and this unit's captured almost half of them. Well, the unit's captured almost half. The unit's arrested nearly 1,300 fugitives. That's almost half of the number they were looking for. A lot of ways you could roll that together.
So should I put... Detroit News reports that Wayne County does not look for some 2,600 fugitives. The Fugitive Apprehension Service Team was created 6 months ago, and that time they have arrested half of that.
I think that'd be better, but you don't need to form 6 months ago. Again, that kind of breaks up your sentence. Again, it's a structure thing. It's all the order's better. But instead of sticking 6 months in the middle of your sentence, after being in existence only 6 months, FAST has arrested nearly half of that number.
Okay.
Put the clause in the beginning of the sentence instead of the middle of it. That's all. But yeah, the order is much better. It should flow. It should feel a little better to you, too. It should flow a little better, yeah.
I mean, the Detroit news statement that the state signs didn't look for some 2,600 fugitives. How do you know that that's the total number and not just part of the number that they, like, had a goal to look for 2,600, but they didn't. They only caught 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that that's the total.
You're not being shifty. Well, I don't know. We're just going to, yeah, it's written on the paper. Yeah, we're just going to go with it. I don't know. We don't know. That's fine. The news says they didn't look for that. We'll believe the surveys. All right. So we're not done with this yet. We need to have some more fun with this.
Can you repeat your sentence again, please?
We're not done with this yet. We have more fun with this story. but before that?
No, the one that you just said, you pushed up the 6 months ago.
Oh, in your sentence, you put the clause in the middle of the sentence. Something or other after only 6 months,
yeah.
And then put that at the beginning of your sentence. It seems like flow better. After only being around for 6 months, the unit's cash should really happen. I want to talk some more about this stuff. Also coming up, how to put together a newscast in case you never have to do that. And fun writing is something you know when it comes to those. It's a small lot of fun writing. Absolutely. So, but it's time for the break.